Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And it is the first time I said that, folks, was 12 years ago this minute. The first time I said, hello, I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show was 12 years ago. This is the 12th anniversary show of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're celebrating all week, as I said earlier. We're going to be celebrating all week long as we do all these milestones that 12th anniversary of the show, the 10th anniversary, the 12th anniversary of the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the 10th anniversary of our newsletter. And as it turns out, one of the people who's already celebrated an 11th anniversary with us, one of the original members of our Brain Trust, is with us right now, Ken Lebo. We first knew him when he was just barely had ended becoming being a CPA. He was becoming an online expert, and he started writing 300 incredible things to do on the internet. We knew about that book before it was even published, and we're telling you about it. He's done so many other things like that since then, but now he's focusing on health, and he's here to talk to us about that. Ken Lebo, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Congratulations to you, and I'm proud to be on with you for the last 12 years.
I appreciate it. You have been just almost. Next March will be your 12th anniversary with us, and we appreciate your steadfast support over the years. One of the things I like about your story, Ken, is you're like so many people out there. You have reinvented yourself, including me. You know, I've reinvented myself over the years, and you've really reinvented yourself, haven't you?
I absolutely have, and when I reinvent myself, I get passionate about things. And in the last year or so, I've been passionate about diet, living a healthy lifestyle, because I feel we have to do it ourselves. I certainly don't want to depend on, if I have to use the healthcare system, I will use it. However, I don't want to depend on it. And
yep.
I think all of us can live a healthier lifestyle. And the one thing I do want to mention, and I was traveling to a football game over the weekend, and I stopped in one of those convenience stores to get gas and walked in the store. And I say to people that I believe our food system is broken. And when you say that to people, they give you a blank stare, like, what are you talking about? And I want to give just one example, because I could give you hundreds, but here's one. I walked into that convenience store, and I saw a sign that said the following: donuts, the sixth food group, with a beautiful picture of glossy donuts.
Yeah.
Now, were they joking? Were they serious? What were they trying to say there?
They were trying to have some fun, and it works for me often.
And people love donuts, but I have to tell you, donuts are not our sixth food group.
They're not exactly.
And if you know, want to live a healthy lifestyle, you want to lose a few LBs, don't put donuts into your body.
You know what I do? I love donuts. You know what I do? Once a year, I go on a donut binge, and I eat like a bag of them all at once. And then I won't eat a donut maybe for a year, maybe even 2 years. But when I start eating a donut, I'll eat several.
Mm-hmm.
But and I get it out of my system. But you're exactly right. Here's the reason why I think you're right. If you go to Europe, you have to work hard to find a soft drink. As you move around the country, any country over there, you have to work hard to find a soft drink or a pack of cookies or chips or a hamburger, a fast food, any kind of fast food. You have to work really, really hard, and you could drive or walk or ride a bike for hours and never have access to any of that. But you, along the way, you won't see fat people.
Well, and we need to move to that type of a situation or environment.
I didn't say that. Now, you can say that if you want to. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that there's got to be a connection between the availability of food at every turn and our weight.
Well, since we spoke last, Jim, I'm writing a book about this. It will be delivered the very beginning of January, just in time for everybody's New Year's resolution that we know that everybody makes
right.
every year.
Of course.
And the title is Feed Your Head. And what we do with Feed Your Head is give you knowledge about things like you just talked about and give information, and you as the reader will make the judgment or the call of how you want to deal with it.
You know, the other thing that they do, and I don't often hold the Europeans out as someone to emulate. You know, I certainly don't like their socioeconomic or their economic political structures over there, the tax bases and all that. I don't like that, but I do know that they do. They walk a lot more than we do. They ride bikes a lot more than we do, and if they get more, they definitely get more exercise. I think there's something to that. There's no question about it, Ken. I have seen, I'm at the age, and you are too, where we have friends who have died for one reason and one reason only, the way they live their lives. Not anything to do with health or, with heredity or, you know, or something that happened to them, some accident or whatever. They literally did something. They ate or they didn't pay attention to their health, or they drank or something. They did something to cause themselves to be dead right now.
That's correct, and the statistic now is that 10% of our health care costs comes from us being overweight and or obese, and
yep.
Very horrible diseases like type 2 diabetes primarily is caused by the way we eat and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Europe. I want to just add one thing. Our diet is called the Western diet, and our diet now is infiltrating all parts of the world. So what you talk about Europe, well, they're starting to eat a lot like we are, so things are changing over there.
You know, I have a friend. Talk about what you said a minute ago about diabetes. I have a friend who had high blood pressure and diabetes, and she lost 60 pounds, and both of them went away.
And interestingly enough, and it's study after study, doctor after doctor has proven that if you change your diet, the way you eat, we're not talking about dieting per se, but the way you eat, you can in fact reverse a lot of the diseases
yeah.
that you have.
No question about it. And when we come back after these messages, Ken and I are going to talk. He's going to talk to us about some specific things we can do. I've learned some things in the last couple of years myself that have improved my health. Folks, if we're going to be small business owners, if we're going to be the alpha members of our companies, if we're going to be the person who has to show up, we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off. If we're going to be the person who's going to carry this business to the finish line and enjoy what we do and have the energy to deal with the opportunities and the challenges, we have to be healthy. Let's focus on that. And Ken and I are going to talk about this more after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. Happy anniversary to me and my organization, and to you too, those of you who have been listening to me for a long time. Happy anniversary to our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Ken Libro, who's helping us celebrate our 12th anniversary, and 12th anniversary of my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We've designed it so that if you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or on any topic that you might think about for small business, from the business to the human being running the business, we got something there for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Haven't been on Twitter that long, but I am on Twitter, and if you want to find me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ken Libo is our guest. Ken, what's the name of that new book?
The name of the book is Feed Your Head, and the website that corresponds with it, because the book is integrated with the internet, is feedyourheaddiet.com.
Feed your head diet.
I'd like to say why some people might want to go to this website is because one of the things I'm going to be doing with the book is donating to charities. So charities
yep.
that I work with will get a good portion of the sale, the proceeds of the sale of the book.
Good for you.
To charities, because that's something that's important to me. I want to work
feed
on
your
health,
head,
and I also
feed
want
your
to
head
help
book
charities.
Com, right?
Feedyourheaddiet.com. Couldn't get
oh,
feed
diet,
your head
sorry.
Because that URL was taken, as many are.
Yeah. Feedyourheaddiet.com. So check it out, folks. And Ken, good for you on the charity thing there. Okay, let's talk about some specifics. We're talking about this, folks, because if you're a small business owner and you're not healthy, then your business will suffer. I mean, you know, Ken, I was born with good protoplasm. I was blessed with good protoplasm. My mother and father and my grandparents were all healthy people and strong-bodied and all that. And I've been fortunate to be healthy, a healthy person. But as I get older, I can tell that, you know, time and gravity is taking its toll. And so I'm having to pay more attention to these things because I still want to turn the lights on and turn the lights off in my business if I need to. And so I'm trying to be a little healthy. I'm doing some things that are healthier these days because of that, because I'm paying attention to that. So talk to us about some specific things that we need to do.
One thing I want to mention is because if I have a claim to fame for anything, it's that I simplify things. I like to take things that are a little bit too complex and simplify them, and that's what I've done in the book. And here's just a couple of things, because there's so much information and misinformation about dieting and health. You know, if you go on the internet, you'll see just about anything. So you really need to simplify this thing. And here's just a couple of tips, because for some reason we've gotten away from the concept of calories count. It's mm-hmm. If you want to lose weight, it's all about the calorie. So
more calories, fewer calories in, or make sure that the calories that you burn are comparable to the ones you take in.
Exactly. So whatever you read or hype or do this or do that, just remember one thing. It's all about the calorie. So read the labels on products that you buy. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, just read the labels. So that's it. One of the other things I want to try to dispel is some myths. So as an example, everyone's heard, if you want to lose weight, eat less, exercise more. And you want to know something interesting, Jim, what I found out? Here's what I say. Eat different, exercise more.
Right.
Because what I found is, believe it or not, and I've lost 30 pounds doing what I'm doing here,
mm-hmm.
is I eat more. I actually consume more food.
You eat the good stuff.
Because you have to eat the proper foods.
Yeah.
And here's one tip I'm going to give you. I'm not even sure if it's in the book, but I'm going to put it in the book because it's important. They say, eat an apple a day, keep the doctor away. Forget that. Eat three apples a day and keep the fat away.
Yeah.
So
what about the calories? Apples
snack,
have a lot of calories.
Grab an apple.
Ken, apples have a lot of calories.
Apples are sweet. So they,
a lot of sugar.
They're sweet. It's natural sugar. They're sweet. They have fiber wrapped around it, which is important. And you're not going to gain weight from that type of sugar.
You know what helps me eat more apples? There's one little device that I bought that helps me eat more apples. You know what that is?
You got a slicer.
The little core thing, the thing that cores it and cuts the apple into slices. Have you seen those?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give you another tip related to this apple thing. See, I used to put them in the bin in the refrigerator, and I would, out of sight, out of mind. Now I keep them on my counter. Want a snack? Just grab it right off your counter.
You're right.
If you get in your sight,
there's.
So
there's another thing I'd like to mention that I've learned, Ken, is I told you about earlier, the acai berry. I'm drinking an acai berry juice right now, and it's really had a positive impact on my arthritics and the inflammation in the joints. I've been impressed with how well that's been improved.
Well, and that's a good point and an interesting point, because you have to talk to people, whether it's your doctor, your physicians, your health people, but also friends. What are they doing that works for them?
Mm-hmm.
You see someone that's fit and healthy and exercises, ask them
and
what
folks,
they
the
do.
And folks, the things we're talking about are natural things. These are things that all natural things. Folks, check out Ken's book, the website. Give us the website again, Ken.
The website is feedyourheaddiet.com, and the book is
If I remember how you do these things, this is going to be a continuously updated kind of a book, right?
Well, the book is going to be updated, and the nice thing is, you know, of course, we all use the internet at this point in time.
Yep.
It's integrated with my website with the internet, so literally at a second's notice, I can update the website,
mm-hmm.
which will also be integrated with the book. So that's
exactly.
The nice part of it.
Feedyourheaddiet.com.
That's the website.
Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job today.
As always, thank you, Jim.
Take care. Ken Lebo, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.